In like UK, I think they like do NST, you know, training interview. And I like applied for the training. I told you this or not?
No.
For the cardiology. So when I came in, you know, 2 years ago, I like applied for the training, and I didn't get. And like that was the last year of the training that if I was to get lucky, I like would have got at that time. Because after that, they like brought the internal medicine training.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm not able to apply because they have internal medicine training now. So you need to do it like, so I have to do it like another 1 year of internal medicine, then apply for the cardiology.
Okay.
So when I applied, if I like didn't had any, you know, sort of guidance, so there is, you know, no like guidance available. There are a few like, you know, courses, but they are the formal courses. So once I'm done with like the interview process, I will just let you know if, you know, all these, I think a lot of people who are going through this process, and most of them are from our IMGs, Asia, so mostly. If like I like didn't knew this, but if I actually had, you know, your services at that time, I like would have gotten in. It was not tough for me because I already did my fellowship. I was very strong, you know, clinically I was so strong. But unfortunately
But what do you th I just want to know for feedback, like, where do you think I helped you though? Like, what aspect of your you know, like, why was it better than any other course is what I'm trying to figure out.
So we all need like those, you know, words to put in like our mouth. Like we all have story, but we are not able to, you know, give an expression. Like, you know, I like told you that I, you know, like to play basketball, but I never actually, you know, thought about that. I like never, you know, thought about my own, you know, personality. I know I've done that. I've like done the research, but I never actually just thought about why I've like done it. And all those answers, especially, you know, working up. So like if you look at my CV, I've like done a lot. And when I like didn't meet you, because I've got this phobia to speak in like camera or something, like
Okay.
it just aggravates me. Like I'm not able to, you know, perform well, but I'm not in like real life. In like real life, I'm fine. So I think so I was just saying that, you know, like I like did a lot. Like I've done the community heart failure outreach program. I've done, you know, that is like a real story about the dengue that I did. And I have also done like, you know, a lot of volunteer when it came to the earthquake also. I'm also at, I've also got a, you know, leadership role, which is like in you know, national level leadership role. I'm also like ambassador of the scholarship program for the you know, non-affording students, to Pakistan medical colleges. So like a lot of things. So I was not able to express most of those things. Yes, so you actually helped me in like expressing, you know, realizing that you need to think about all these. And I think when you just speak every day, you know, to think about that, then it like, you know, comes like, so those words, they you come to your mind. So when you're giving interview, so I really help, you know, to, you know, self-reflect on myself actually.
Because even I was impressed, like, when I went through your personal statement, you did speak like the your see I basically, right, when they ask volunteering, they know people do volunteering to get into residency. Especially IMGs, they would have never done volunteering in their life. Suddenly they'll start volunteering, right? They'll know that it's for the application. But if they see that you have done from second year of medical school, first year of medical school, from your high school, right, then they know that you are a kind of person who does it because you like to do it, not because
yeah.
you have to do it. Right, that's also something that is, you know, as an applicant you might not consider, but it will look fishy that you have just done for few months somewhere. Magically you'll start applying for Red Cross, Blue Cross, whatever. That's something that was not, like, that was genuine, right, in your CV. So that really shows up. So I think, like, putting it in words was just easy. Doing
no,
it,
it
is the hard part.
It, like, takes a mentor to bring, like, all those things about. It's actually not easy because we are so much involved in our life. We don't, you know, reflect. I mean, I don't know about other people, but most of, I don't know about girls. I mean, I think the girls know how to, like, reflect.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the boys, most of, like, us from our background, we are, like, only in, like, in one thing, you know, only in, like, the clinical side. We don't reflect on our own selves. On our skills, that what we have, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned a lot about that. So I am actually very pleased, and I just hope that, you know, God is watching and he's able to, you know, do something and get into sport.
I mean, you've done all the right things. You've done all the right things. Let's just wait and watch.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you just, you know, rest and have a